拜，叫我们能够彼此的勉励，叫我们能够在这里学习到你是创造、保守、看顾、爱我们的主。我们感谢你的恩典，奉主耶稣圣名祈求，阿门。Today we're going to talk about John chapter 9.
今天我们要看的是约翰福音第九章。
And it's too long a passage, so I just didn't bother to read the whole passage.
这是一段很长的经文，所以我们并不要全部都看。
I just kind of summarize it for you, you know.
我就把它综合起来，总结起来。
Basically, it's talk about Jesus healed a blind man here.
基本上是讲说耶稣基督医治了一个瞎子的。
And this man was born blind.
这个人是天生这傻眼的。
And Jesus met him and just healed him right on the spot.
耶稣就是当下，就是当场，就是把他治好。
And then, but the Jews didn't like it.
但是那些犹太人不喜欢。
Because he healed him on the Sabbath day.
因为是在一个安息日，他医治他。
So they tried to find Jesus, you know.To give him a hard time, try to persecute him.
所以他们就是要找一些把柄，要去逼迫耶稣。
But then they couldn't find any.
但是他们找不到。
And as a result, then this blind man believed that he is the son of God.
就因为这个事的结果，这个瞎眼的人就相信了耶稣是神的儿子。
And this is the end of the story.
这就是这个故事的结局。
Now in the book of John, they record 7 miracles.
在约翰福音里面有记载了七个神迹。
And this first one is that Jesus changed water into wine.
第一件事，耶稣把水变酒。
And it's recorded in John chapter 2.
是记载在约翰福音第二章里面。
And then the second one is that he healed the official's son.
第二件事，医治一个大臣的儿子。
And this is recorded in the book in the chapter 4.
是在第四章里面。
And then in chapter 5, he healed the paralytic.
在第五章里面，他医治了一个瘫子。
And then in chapter 6, he fed the 5,000.
第六章里面，他喂饱了五千人。
This is the only miracles that's recorded in all four Gospels.
这些都是一些这些都是记载在四个福音书里面的一些神迹。
No, this particular one, feeding the 5,000, is the only miracles that's recorded in all four Gospels.
这喂饱五千人的这个神迹是都记载在四个福音书里面。
And then the next one is Jesus walk on water.
下一个就是耶稣行在水面上。
And then this one, the next one will be this one here that Jesus healed the blind man.
跟着就是这个耶稣医治这个瞎眼的人。
And then the last one is recorded is that Jesus raised Lazarus from his death.
最后一个记载的就是耶稣使拉撒路从死里复活。
And there's a very distinct purpose that John recorded all these events.
约翰记载这些有所有的。四集是有一个特别的目的。
And this recorder is summarized in John chapter 20:30-31.
这一件事件是记载在约翰福音第二十章的30-31节。
Let's read all this together, right? Okay, Chinese or English. Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that you believing, you might have life in his name.And this is the purpose of this book of John.
这个就是约翰福音的目的。
And each gospel has its own purpose.
每个福音都有它自己的目的。
The book of Matthew is written to the Jews.
马太福音是要写给犹太人的。
The book of Mark is written to the Romans.
马可福音是写给罗马人的。
So they describe Jesus as a servant.
所以他形容耶稣是一个仆人。
And the book of Luke is written to the Greeks.
路加福音是写给希腊人的。
And describe Jesus as a person, as a human.
形容耶稣基督是一个人。
And the book of John is written to the general, to all of us, all.
约翰福音是写给大众的。
It describes Jesus is the Son of God.
他形容耶稣是神的儿子。
Now, this book, particular chapter here, chapter 9, talk about Jesus healed the blind.
这个第九章里面特别讲到耶稣医治这个瞎眼的。
But in the book of chapter 5, there's record that Jesus also healed a sick.
在第五章的时候，也有记载耶稣医治了另外一个病人。
And the man got sick for different reasons.
这两个人生病是有不同的原因。
And that man has been sick for 38 years.
第五章记载的那个病人，他已经病了38年。
And he was laying among all the sick in by the pool.
他当时是躺在这个水池边跟其他的一些病人躺在一起。
And Jesus picked him out from among the crowd.
耶稣是从人群中把他挑出来。
And apparently the man was paralyzed.
很明显，这个人是瘫痪的。
And he ordered the man to stand up, and he just stand up and get healed right away, right there.
他就命令这个人站起来，那个人就马上就可以站起来了。
And it was over all the excitement this man forget about to ask him, who are you?
在这个紧张的情景之后，这个人忘记了问耶稣是叫什么名字。
And so later on, Jesus met him.
后来耶稣遇见他。
But Jesus, instead of congratulating him, gave him a very stern warning.
耶稣并没有特别去恭喜他，但是他给他一个非常严厉的警告。
Go and sin no more.
就不要再去犯罪了。
Or else your problem will even be worse than you have before.
否则你的问题会比以前更糟。
So the apparent reason, the point of fact that apparently this man was sick because he has sinned.
明显这一个人生病是因为他曾犯罪。
And the Bible does not specify what kind of sin he has committed.
圣经里面没有记载这个人犯了什么罪。
But it's serious enough. Jesus went back to him and warned him personally.
但是可以严重到一个地步，是耶稣要亲自去再警告他。
The consequences of sin are much more than just getting sick.
罪的后果不仅仅是生病。
And we know that because we sin, our physical body will waste away.
因为我们犯罪的话，我们的身体是会废去。
Fine. Okay. Here it goes that our body will one day will our body. That's what Paul wrote to the Second Corinthians.So to the Corinthians.
这是保罗在哥林多后书里面所写的。
They though are outwardly we are going to waste away.
所以最终我们就是一天是要毁坏废去。
But take heart, it's okay.
但是没关系的。
And then besides wasting away, because the consequence of sin is that we also die spiritually.
因为罪的后果是要我们灵魂的死。
And then in Isaiah chapter 59 talk about this.
在以赛亚书五十九章讲到
，Say the arm of the Lord is not too short to save you, nor his ear too dull to hear.
耶和华的棒背并非缩短不能拯救，耳朵并非发沉不能听见。
But then your iniquities or your sins, okay, have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear.
但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝，你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。
And this is also consequence of sin.
这些也是罪的后果。
And then in Romans, talk about we have kind of a feeling futile, you know.
在罗马书里面就提到有这个虚空的感觉。
And this is really in the book of Ecclesiastes, you know that this is the theme of it.
那这个虚空的感觉实际是在那个传道书里面的一个主题。
And this book was written by Solomon, the most the richest king in the world. Okay.
传道书是所罗门王所写的，是一个最富有的一个皇帝。
After he enjoyed his whole life with all this, his resources, his wealth, you know.
当他享受过人生的奢华以后
，and when he looked back, he just said, "Vanity of vanity, vanity of vanity. Everything is vain." Okay, in vain.
他在回顾他的人生，就发现所有的都是一些虚空。
Why is it so?
为什么是如此呢
？And here in Romans, you can see the reason.
在罗马书的话，你可以看到为什么
？Because God put everyone under that kind of situation.
因为上帝把每个人都是放到这样子的环境里面。
So doesn't matter how rich you are, how poor you are.
不管你是富有或是贫穷。
But if you don't know God, you have that kind of feeling.
如果你不认识上帝的话，你就有这样子的感觉。
And not only human has that kind of feeling.
不只是人才会有这样子的感觉。
Even animals, other creatures have that.
其他的生物中也有这种感觉。
So they are looking forward to the day they can be free.
他没有想到，希望有一天能够脱离这种败坏的。
And then we know that the description in the book of Isaiah, what will happen on that day?
在这个以赛亚书里面有记载，到那日会发生什么事情
？The lions will lie with the sheep, okay, and all together, everyone is in harmony.
狮子会与羊同居，每个人同卧，然后一切都是和平的、和谐的。
Also, because of his sin, we also the land was cursed.
因为我们犯罪，所以地也被咒诅。
And this is talk about here because you are not listening to me. You eat the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. So what happened? And the land was cursed because of you.
因为人没有听上帝的话，吃了分别善恶树的果子，所以地受了咒诅。
And then what happened to man then?
那从那个时候开始，人要怎么样？
By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your fruit, your food.
就是你必流汗，满面才得糊口。
And this is the Chinese word man.
这个就是中文字的人，男人。
Remember, recognize it, right? I mean, I'm, excuse me, you know, for those Americans who might not know the word. What does it make out of?
这个中文字是从哪一些字组成成呢？
This one, the top part is what?
上半部是一个什么呢？
田 is the field.
是一个田地。
Right? It's a field. And the bottom part is what?
下面是什么？
Force.
是一个力字。
Okay? So you have to use apply your force in the field before you get something to eat.
需要劳力在地上才能有得到糊口。
And that's why man has to work hard.
这都是为什么男人需要劳苦。
才得糊口 ，okay? You just get enough to eat, you know. You have to work hard in the field to get something to eat. Before that, Adam doesn't have to work. Didn't have to work, you know that.
在那之前，亚当是不需要工作的。
He was the boss, you know. Everything just come to him, you know.
他是老板，他什么东西都是自然的来到他面前。
But then after he sinned, you know, this is what happened.
当他犯罪以后，这就是发生的事情。
So the land was cursed, and he was cursed.
所以地受咒诅，人也被咒诅。
Now in chapter 5, Jesus gave warning to this man.
这第五章，那个耶稣就提醒这个人。
This warning is also valid to us nowadays.
那这个警告对于我们来说，今天也是一样有效。
Christians or non-Christians.
基督徒或非基督徒。
The general principle is that if we receive God's grace and then turn away from Him,
基本原则是我们接受了神的恩典，但是却远离他。
We will have dire consequences.
我们这样会有可怕的后果。
Whether you are Christians or not Christians,
不管你是基督徒或非基督徒。
Don't think that after you believe in Jesus,
不要想以为你相信了耶稣。
You have a ticket to heaven.
你就拿到天国的门票。
And you can do whatever you like to do.
你可以做你任何喜欢的事情。
No, that's not the way.
并不是这样的。
Unfortunately, the sick man in chapter 5 does not seem like to get the warning.
很不幸的，在第五章记载的那个病人好像并没有学到教训。
And he betrayed Jesus later.
他后来出卖了耶稣。
Now there is we talk about the book of John is to demonstrate Jesus is the Son of God.
我们讲到约翰福音是要显明耶稣是神的儿子。
Now Jesus there want to demonstrate that he can take care of our sins.
耶稣是想要证明他能够担当我们的罪。
But it is not without any principle.
但并不是没有原则的。
It requires our decision to cooperate and turn away from our sins.
他需要我们下决心去配合，去远离罪。
It also wants to show us that even though he knows that this man is going to betray him,
他也想要表示，他纵使知道这个人会背叛他，
he's still willing to give him a chance.
他仍然会愿意给他一个机会。
This is God's character.
这就是神的特征。
Even though he knows that one day or every day we'll turn against him.
纵使他知道有一天我们会背叛他，
But he still gave us the chance to repent.
但他应该给我们机会去悔改。
Now on the contrary, the man on chapter 9,
相反的，在第九章这个病人，
he was born blind.
他生来就是瞎眼的。
And the Bible tells us that his blindness is for the glory of God.
圣经告诉我们，他的瞎眼是为了神的荣耀。
And he said, you know, it's not this parents, it's not this man's sin or his parents' sins, but it's for the glory of God. And verse 3 talk about this.
第三节讲到，并不是这个人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
And this kind of puzzle to a lot of people, right?
这样可能让很多人就是迷惑。
It sounds like God heaps a lot of problems on you.
所以听起来好像是上帝把那个问题都堆在你身上。
And then solve the problem for you.
然后再帮你解决问题。
And then he get all the glories, you know, see, I'm God, you know, I'm Almighty, you know.
然后让觉得他是很伟大，很就是神的荣耀。
I'm a loving God, so now see, I heal you.
我是多么慈爱的上帝，我治好了你。
The Chinese say, 官也是你做，宅也是你做。Okay, so you are the officials, you're also the thief, you know. So you play both roles, you know. You control everything, you know. Who can stop you?Okay, you don't have to
count. 官也是你，官也是你，犯人也是你，所以就是控制所有的东西。
I try to give him a hard time.
You already translated.
But all he wants is to get the glory from all these things.
他想要的就是要得到荣耀。
Is this the way God loves the world?
这是神爱这世界的方式吗？
Now, when the disciple first saw this blind man, he asked Jesus the questions.
当门徒初次见到这个 瞎眼的人的时候，他们问耶稣一个问题。
He said, "Whose fault is this? This man or his parents?"
这是谁的错？是这个人还是他的父母？
But the general notion was that, good things happen to good people. Bad things don't happen to bad people.
普遍的概念是善有善报，恶有恶报。
I think this, even nowadays, this concept is very popular.
就算是今天这个这样子的概念也是很普遍的。
Okay, so you better be good, okay? Or else you see, you know, the last, you know, you will have some misfortune is going to happen to you.
所以如果你做得不好的话，回恶的话，你最后还是会得到报应。
But is it true?
但是这是真的吗？
Is it true?
这是真的吗？
I was looking at a map, you know, they say the most corrupt country in the world. The most corrupt countries in the world.
最腐败的一个国家。
While almost the whole world is mapped, you know, it's colored.
这个好像是整个世界都是一个异教。
It's just some with color with lighter color, some with darker color means it's more serious.
深的颜色表示比较严重的部分，浅颜色的比较是轻微的部分。
But basically, the whole world is covered, okay?
但是这整个世界地图都是被覆盖着。
Now, who knows? But no, if corruption is make known to everyone, you can have statistic, you know, that it's not corruption at all, right?
腐败在每个地方都是有，就是不是只是一个统计，是实在的在发生。
And also, you don't know about it. If you know about it, that's not corruption anymore, right? So it's not news. No, it's something behind the scenes. So you don't have any statistics on what country is more corrupted than the other country.
腐败是很多时候是在背后发生的事情，你并不清楚到底是哪一个国家比较严重。
And when I read Psalms, I think there's a psalm is very interesting, very And this is talking about an arrogant guy, kind of saying he's voicing his own arrogance.
诗篇七十三章里面有记载一个狂傲人，他记载他的自己的这个语言。
And let's read together. This is something very, very. I think it's very appropriate. And a very interesting description of that man.
这是一个非常对那个人非常好的一个形容的。
他们不向别人受苦，也不使人遭灾。他们眼睛好的是他们所得的，他们其实他们说话至高，talk about this guy so fat his eyes pop out, you know.
我讲到这个恶人，他就是胖到一个地步，是眼睛突出。
I think I'm fat enough already, you know, but my eyes is not like the goldfish pop out yet, right?
我觉得我自己已经够胖了，可是我的眼睛还没有凸起来。
And this guy so fat, you know.
这个人是胖到一个地步。
And then he has a peaceful life.
他却有个平安的安日的生活。
And he's rich.
他也是很有钱。
And up to a point that he just curses God, you know, who is God?
到了一个地步，他甚至不尊重上帝。
We have seen a lot of arrogant people like this.
我们有看过很多这样狂傲的人。
And we might know even some of this.
我们甚至会认识一些。
So this kind of bad things only happen to bad people. You know that's not true.
所以坏的事情只有发生在恶人身上吗？并不是。
So is God unfair?
所以是上帝不公平吗
？Why are some people so?Peaceful, so blessed, they have all everything they want.
为什么有人是这么如此的受到祝福？
My granddaughter Isla was loved, so loved by people around her.
我的小孙女 Isla, 她是身边有很多爱她的人。
And I read the news that about a young girl, died at 11, at the age of 11, from abuse from her own mother.
我也从新闻里面听到有另外一个女孩是被她自己的母亲虐待致死，但是十一岁。
Because her mother's boyfriend loved to see this girl suffer.
因为她母亲的男朋友喜欢看到这个女孩受苦。
So she starved this girl.
所以她就让这个女孩饥饿。
And then she beat her up every day.
每天都毒打她。
And so every day until she couldn't take this anymore and she died, finally.
对，到了一天她不能再承受这样子的，她就死掉了。
And she was only 11 when she died.
她死的时候才11岁。
And this kind of news really bothers me. How can man be so evil, you know, up to this point?
这样子的新闻常常都是会让我不生气，因为为什么人可以这样子的邪恶？
Why so many evil exist?
为什么会有这么多的邪恶存在？
You can answer, God gave us the freedom to choose, and we follow our own nature.
你可以回答说是神给我们自由，让我们自己去选择我们的那个方向。
And so that's the consequence of it, because we follow our sinful nature.
因为我们遵从我们自己的罪性。
So it's our problem, not God's problem.
所以这并不是神的问题，是我们的问题。
And then where's this evil from?
那你可能也会问，邪恶是从哪里来的？
I said it's from the devil.
人会说是从魔鬼而来。
But who created the devil?
那谁创造了魔鬼呢？
It's God, you know.
这是上帝。
And we can go on and on and on, but we never can get to the bottom of it.
你可以持续的问这样子的问题，其实不会有一个结论。
But the purpose of John is not to answer these why questions.
但是约翰福音并不是的目的，并不是要回答这些答案。
In this particular instance, God wants to use this event to show that Jesus is the Son of God.
通过这个特别的事件，上帝想要显以神迹显示耶稣是神的儿子。
In verse 35, Jesus asked the blind man, "Do you believe the Son of God?"
在第三十五节的时候，耶稣就是问这个瞎眼的人：“你相信神的儿子吗？”
This formerly blind man acknowledged that, "Yes, I believe," and worship him.
这个曾经瞎眼的人承认，而且是敬拜他。
Even though he has suffered from this kind of physical inconvenience for some time,
虽然他曾经一度是受这样子行动的不便的影响
，we didn't know how old he was when he was healed.
我们不知道他被治好的时候是多大的年纪。
But God paid him back.
但神有补偿给他。
He healed him.
他治好了他。
And more important, he gave him a chance to know Jesus Christ.
更重要的是，上帝给他一个机会去认识耶稣。
And then, because of the result of that, he had his eternal life.
也因为这样子，所以他得到了永恒的生命。
You say, how about all others who are born with defects?
那你可能也会问，那些其他天生就是有身体残缺的人呢
？Why didn't God heal all of them?
为什么上帝没有治好他们
？There's a country star, country singer by the name of Joey Feek.
有一个乡村音乐的歌手，他叫 Joey Feek.
She really loved the Lord.
他很爱上帝。
At about 38, she gave born to a girl who has Down syndrome.
当她38岁的时候，她生了一个女儿，她那个女儿有这个唐氏综合症。
And not too long after that, she learned she has cervical cancer.
而且在那个事件不久以后，她就发现有了子宫颈癌。
And she died from it at the age of 40.
她在40岁就因为这个病死了。
And she never complains about her problems or sufferings.
她并没有抱怨她的那个毛病，她的问题。
But she gave thanks all along the way during her ordeal, you know.
在她的苦难当中，她一直都是感谢上帝。
My son has autism.
我的儿子有自闭症。
And I've been suffering from back problems.
我一直都有一个背痛的问题。
And I know Patrick has it too.
我知道 Patrick 弟兄也有同样的问题。
Why didn't God heal us? I don't know.
为什么上帝没有治好我们呢？我也不知道。
All I know that is that even we are born normal and healthy.
我所知道的是，就算我们都是健康正常。
Even if we have been healthy for our whole life.
如果说，就算我们是一生的都是健康。
We will age and die one day.
我们都会老死有一天。
This is the dilemma of life.
这就是人生的困扰。
Doesn't matter what kind of problem you have.It will come to an end one day.
不管你遇到什么的问题，它最终都会结束。
Doesn't matter what kind of blessings you have, it will end one day also.
也不管你得到什么样的祝福，也会有一天会结束。
We are always in this dichotomy.
我们总是活在这样的一个二分法当中。
Sadness and happiness always happen together, mixed in the same time.
悲伤和快乐常常都是混在一起。
Whether you're Christian or non-Christians.
不管你是基督徒或者是非基督徒。
One thing I learned, if I truly believe this loving God,
有一件事情我知道的是，假如我相信这个上帝是真正的慈爱
，then we should also accept all the difficulties experience we have.
那我们也应该要接受我们所遇到的所有的困难。
God designed this for our own good because He loves us so.
因为上帝爱我们，这些都是为了我们好。
That's why Paul talked about all things work out for good to those who love God.
所以保罗说，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
For my back problems, my eye problems, and many other problems.
通过我的背痛、眼痛，还有其他的痛症。
I've learned to be more patient.
我学会了更有耐心。
I know there will be an end to my trouble one day.
我知道我的问题有一天都会结束的。
The worst is that it only ends when I die. Okay, that's the worst.
最坏的是我死亡的时候，这所有的都是结束了。
死亡是要才结束。
死亡的时候才结束。
And this kind of suffering serves me also to remind me that this is not my permanent home here.
这一切的受苦也提醒了我，这个不是我永久的居所。
So don't focus on it.
所以不要太在意。
And also, I can sympathize people with the similar problems.
我也可以能够从此能够同情有类似问题的人。
And I know Patrick has problems, has a back problem for some time too.
我也知道 Patrick 弟兄也有背痛很长的时间了。
Patrick's there, you know, in here.And then last week he shared with me.
在上个星期他跟我分享。
For the past 10 years, my problem is getting better and better and better.
过去十年里面，他的病痛就是一点一点的好起来。
We both have the weakness of the legs, okay? So you see me kind of limping along because I cannot, you know, exert pressure on this leg.
我们两个都有一些腿的毛病，就是可能会一跛一跛的在走路。
I think he tried to encourage me, you know, for the past 10 years, each year is getting better and better and better. So don't lose hope.
他想要鼓励我，过去的十年里面，他是每年都正在渐渐的好一点，所以不要失去盼望。
I think, wow, 10 years, no?
十年，
This is only my first year.
这才是我的第一年。
10 more years to go.
还有十年。
But it will come to an end, you know.
但一切到最后都会结束。
The take-home lessons I learned from all these kind of things.
我想要大家回家思考的功课就是
，If Jesus truly is the Son of God.
如果耶稣是真的是神的儿子
，That is, he is God himself.
那就表示他也是神自己。
He has absolute authority to do whatever he likes. He wants to do.
他有绝对的权柄选择他想要做的事情。
His goal is not to make each one of us happy.
他的目的不是要让我们去快乐开心。
And this is our goal. We just want to be happy, 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 joy, joy. You know, that's a 吉祥的口号 okay? That's the jargon of John. You know, happy, happy, joy, joy.
这个可能是我们自己一些的那个口号。
But that's not God's goal on our life.
但这个并不是神的给我们的那个目标。
His goal is to get us to know Him and to follow Him into eternity.
要给我们的目标是要我们去认识他，跟从他到进入永恒。
And our focus in life is to walk alongside with him.
而我们的那个目标应该就是与他一起同工。
And to accomplish what he set out to do.
去完成他给我们做的那个计划。
Our focus should not be our appearance.
我们的目标不应该是我们的外表。
Our talents.
我们才干。
Our physical health.
我们的身体健康。
Physical fitness.
身体的能力。
I saw some people with six pack, eight packs. I really envy them, right?
我羡慕那些有那个很多肌肉的人。
I only have one patch.
我只有一大片。
And don't focus on our intelligent ability.
不要专心在我们的能力上面。
Intelligence.
智力上面。
Our wealth.
财富。
Our social status.
或者是社会地位上。
All this will pass away.
这一切都会过去。
It should be just what John has set out to do. To know, to just we should know Jesus.Is the Son of God and worship Him.
应该就是像约翰所给我们的这个目的一样，就是要知道耶稣就是神的儿子。
It's easier said than done. Sorry. It's easier said than done.
这个讲起来比做容易。
But it can be done, or else God won't lay it on us, right?
但是是可以做得到的，否则上帝不会给我们。
Whatever He asks us to do, remember, it's eternal value.
上帝给我们要做的事是有永恒的价值
，and we'll never regret it.
而且我们是不会后悔的。
Now there are other things in this chapter that we can learn, we can take home.
其他一些我们可以从这个经文里面学习到的东西。
And in verse 4, I talk about Jesus say, "Work while the night is coming."
第四节讲到趁着白日，我们必须在趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工。黑夜将到，没有人能做工了。
And when the night comes, no one can work.
黑夜将到，没有人能做工了。
So we have limited amount of time on this earth to do God's work.
所以我们在地上只有有限的时间去做神的工作。
I was looking at Xinxin, you know, standing up on the stage.
我刚刚看着Xinxin在台上。
A few years ago, she was just a young kid, you know, coming to study in the
几年前她是来这里的一个年轻的女孩在读书。
And now she's going to be a mom soon, you know.
她现在她要当一个母亲了，快要。
And I'm 61, almost 62.
我今年61，快要62岁。
I'm going to retire, maybe retire in a few years.
我在几年我就要退休了。
And once in a while, I still think about when I was young. You know, what did I do?
有时候我会去想我年轻的时候我做了什么事情。
It seems like my teenage still in front of me. You know, it's not too long ago.
哦，看想起来好像是我的年轻的时间还没多久以前。
You won't believe me. I was in track and field. You know.
你可能不相信我以前是在田径队里。
I was in the hurdles, 100 meters, 200 meters. You know, dash and all those things.
我很多参加很多的跨栏、短跑的这些项目。
I was in gymnastics.
我也有在体操
，doing those flips, you know, somersaults,
做那些翻跟斗。
And now it's just when I flip, I think it's like a basketball bouncing up, you know, all around.
现在如果叫我翻的时候，我就感觉像一个篮球一样在滚在弹。
But then, you know, time really flies.
时间真的过得很快。
And my concern is that when I get enough money to live out my to enjoy my retirement.
我所担心的并不是我是不是有足够的钱去让我享受我退休的生活。
My concern is always have I done my best?
我所担心的是到底我有没有做到最好。
Am I ready to face the law and account for my life?
我预备好去面对上帝去让他去数算我的人生吗？
And these questions keep propping up, you know, more and more frequently, you know, recently.
这个问题就是从现在开始越来越频繁的让我想起来。
And the second take-home lesson here is that doesn't matter what we do.
第二个让我们可以去思考的是，并不管我们做什么。
We can pour our heart to serve people.
我们可能全心的去为了服侍别人。
There will always be people for you and people against you.
但是结果总是有得有失。
This is exactly what Paul talks us, tells us in 2 Corinthians.
在哥林多后书二章里面提到。
And in chapter 2, verse 14 to 16 of 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书二章十四到十六节。
Let's read together.
让我们一起来读。
So Paul possessed the fragrance of Jesus.
所以保罗是有耶稣基督的馨香的气。
So to, but there are two responses to this fragrance.
对这种香气有两个回应。
One died from it, one lived from it.
一些人得救，一些人灭亡。
It's always the case.
这个是永远都会是这样子的。
When Jesus was alive on earth, you know, the same thing happened.
当耶稣还在地上的时候，同样的事情也发生在他身上。
The Jews against him, the people follow him.
那些犹太人就是反对他，然后这些人民就是跟从他。
So don't expect people to appreciate what we do for them.
不要指望所有的人都会感激我们为他们所做的事。
Even it's a miracle, we perform on them.
就算是一个奇迹，神迹我们都为他做的。
Even we help them to solve their problems.
就算我们为他们解决他们的问题。
It always have. We always show two kinds of response.
永远都是有两种的反应。
So don't waste your time to convince people to come to your side.
所以不要浪费时间去说服人去站到你那一边。
They have enough evidence already to show that what you're saying or what you're doing are the right things.
他们已经有足够的证据去了解你所做的是什么是对的事情。
But they just want to go their own way.
但他们还是想要遵从自己的方式。
Just leave them alone, like Jesus did.
那就有着他们像耶稣基督做的一样。
There's an interesting verse in Luke chapter 6:26.
在路加福音六章二十六节里面有一个有趣的一个记载。
It's a woe to you, a curse to you, okay? When everyone speaks well of you.
人都说你好的时候，你们就有祸了。
So be careful, okay?
现在要小心。
Only when you have your set foot on both the world and heaven, then everyone will praise you.
当你
一脚踏两船、okay.
一脚踏两船一边这样每个人都会感
谢 One foot on the world One foot on the kingdom
一只脚在地上，一只脚在天国的时候
，then you get praises from both sides.
你就两边都得到称重。
Okay. So be careful, okay? We only what we need approval for is from the Lord.
我们所需要的是上帝的认可。
And the first thing I take home is when I study this passage is that our testimony for Jesus can be very simple.
第三个我们可以思考的功课就是我们为耶稣所做的见证是可以很简单的。
Just like the blind man.
就像这个瞎子一样。
Is there one thing I do know? I was blind, but now I see.
他说我有一件事我知道，从前我是瞎眼的，如今我看见了。
And we like to listen to good stories.
我们都喜欢听一些有趣的故事。
We want to see, wow, you get a really dramatic conversion. You know, this and this happened, then, you know, a good story before we got converted to become a Christian.
我们就想要看那个戏剧性的一些转变。
But this young man, this blind man, just say, make it very simple.
但这个瞎眼的人就讲得很简单。
I was blind, but now I see.
从前我瞎眼了，如今能看见了。
Paul has the same principle.
保罗也有同样的一个原则。
Before that, I was a chief of sinners.
在这个以前我是罪人中我是个罪魁。
And now I receive the grace of God.
如今我得到耶稣的光荣恩典。
And then now I belong to God.
如今我是属于上帝的。
And this is the central theme of our testimony.
这个就是我们见证的应该的一个主题。
Do you believe in the Son of God?
你相信神的儿子吗？
He can forgive our sins.
他可以赦免我们的罪。
He can change nature.
他可以改变自然。
And he's going to judge this world.
他要审判这个世界。
And the book of John wants to demonstrate that Jesus is the Son of God.
约翰福音是想要表明耶稣是神的儿子。
Are we ready to face it? Are we ready to face this God?
我已经预备好要面对这个人。
Okay, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Donald, can you pray for us?Amen.